December 8, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. War cannot create peace. Opening prayer. Dear Lord, every part of your word is profitable for my instruction. Give me wisdom to discern the lessons you have for me in this passage and others like it. Read Daniel chapter 11, verses 2 through 19. The kings of the south and the north. Now then, I tell you the truth. Three more kings will arrive in Persia, and then a fourth, who will be far richer than all the others. When he has gained power by his wealth, he will stir up everyone against the kingdom of Greece. Then a mighty king will arise, who will rule with great power and do as he pleases. After he has risen, his empire will be broken up and parceled out toward the four winds of heaven. It will not go to his descendants, nor will it have the power he exercised, because his empire will be uprooted and given to others. The king of the south will become strong, but one of his commanders will become even stronger than he, and will rule his own kingdom with great power. After some years, they will become allies. The daughter of the king of the south will go to the king of the north to make an alliance, but she will not retain her power, and he and his power will not last. In those days she will be betrayed, together with her royal escort and her father and the one who supported her. One from her family line will arise to take her place. He will attack the forces of the king of the north and enter his fortress. He will fight against them and be victorious. He will also seize their gods, their metal images, and their valuable articles of silver and gold, and carry them off to Egypt. For some years he will leave the king of the north alone. Then the king of the north will invade the realm of the king of the south, but will retreat to his own country. His sons will prepare for war and assemble a great army, which will sweep on like an irresistible flood and carry the battle as far as his fortress. Then the king of the south will march out in a rage and fight against the king of the north, who will raise a large army, but it will be defeated. When the army is carried off, the king of the south will be filled with pride and will slaughter many thousands, yet he will not remain triumphant, for the king of the north will muster another army larger than the first, and after several years, he will advance with a huge army fully equipped. In those times, many will rise against the king of the south. Those who are violent among your own people will rebel in fulfillment of the vision, but without success. Then the king of the north will come and build up siege ramps and will capture a fortified city. The forces of the south will be powerless to resist. Even their best troops will not have the strength to stand. The invader will do as he pleases. No one will be able to stand against him. He will establish himself in the beautiful land and will have the power to destroy it. He will determine to come with the might of his entire kingdom and will make an alliance with the king of the south. And he will give him a daughter in marriage in order to overthrow the kingdom. But his plans will not succeed or help him. Then he will turn his attention to the coastlands and will take many of them, but a commander will put an end to his insolence and will turn his insolence back on him. After this, he will turn back toward the fortresses of his own country, but will stumble and fall, to be seen no more. Reflect. What Bible passage do you find most difficult to understand? Certain Bible passages are difficult for the reader, exegete, expositor, and commentator alike. This is one of them. It is comparable to Joshua chapters 13 through 19. As T.C. Butler says, these chapters promise nil theologically, at least at first glance. It is worth persevering, however. The futility of war can teach us theological lessons to nourish our faith. The fourth Persian king, the wealthy one, was Esther's husband, Ahasuerus. He mustered a huge army and went to war with the Greeks, who routed him at the Battle of Salamis in 480 BC. This gave rise to the meteoric ascent of Alexander the Great, who reigned from 334 to 323. When Alexander died, four of his generals divided his empire among themselves and ruled in his stead. Two of these empires, the Ptolemies, Egypt, and Seleucids, Syria, were constantly at war with each other. Their attempts to establish peace through marital diplomacy failed. Ptolemy gave his daughter Berenice in marriage to Antiochus, who agreed to the marriage and put away his wife Laodice, who had borne him two sons. Ptolemy died, and Antiochus went back to his wife, who, fearing for her sons, promptly poisoned her husband and had Berenice and her children murdered. The second attempt failed because Cleopatra, Antiochus's daughter, who was meant to be a spy in Ptolemy's court, sided with her husband against her father. When elephants fight, grass gets hurt. The grass, in this case, was all the little states nestling in the Fertile Crescent. These included Israel. Ultimately, human efforts to create lasting peace end in futility. Thus, it has always been, is now, and ever will be, until the Prince of Peace returns to establish his kingdom forever. Apply. Pray specifically for different nations at war or threatened with war in the world. Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, as you bring others to me, help me to love them as you do, without exception. Make me eager to share about your grace and mercy with grace and mercy. Thank you.